Well, this is Lee Williams, and I'm sitting on some grass verge here in the middle of a camping tent at the Cambridge Folk Festival. You can hear the fiddle playing in the background. It's a wondrous day, thousands of people, and we have the rock photographer Nick Elliott with me.
Hi Lee, good to see you.
Great, it's been a while. I think the last time we saw you was in Nashville.
Yeah, it was November now. It's quite a way. Gosh, near coming on to nearly a year, I think. Yeah. Not that far away. Yeah, he loved the trip. He really, really enjoyed it and can't wait to get back.
Well, I'm sure we'll do that very soon. Tell me about Nick Elliott. Now, you're the rock photographer. While you're here, you're the actual endorsed photographer of the Cambridge Festival?
Yeah, to a degree. I've actually been commissioned to do the 50th anniversary book, which comes out in 3 years' time, which is basically the Cambridge Folk Festival has been running for 50 years in 3 years' time, which is extremely rare. We changed towards its, you know, kind of fashion on how it's moved on and developed, but essentially it's pretty much back in its roots from when it first started, you know, all that time ago. And these guys commissioned me to do an anniversary book, which basically is going to be images that I've shot here for the past 12 years, because I've worked for the Cambridge, well, at Cambridge Folk Festival in various different guises with record companies, direct with the artists and media over the past 12 years. So we're going to knit in a lot of imagery that I've shot from that point to up to the 50th. With general shots of the festival, a lot of backstage stuff, a lot of intimate artist work and all that kind of stuff that the general public and people who come to this festival regularly don't get to see.
Because you tend to like to use the black and white feel, don't you? Monochrome, do we call it?
Yeah, well, I'm renowned for that. That's really what I get commissioned to do, because the stuff that I do is very avant-garde. It's very bespoke, so, you know, bands, artists, record companies will come to me to produce a concept for a theme, whatever that may be, launch of a new album, single, MP3 or a tour, you know, that kind of stuff. Then we'll put these things together, come up with the concepts and the ideas, and then decide how we're going to shoot it. But I shoot an awful lot of monochrome, a lot of black and white now. Yeah, I do.
At the festival, you've got a book which is 10 years of the Cambridge Folk Festival.
Yeah, the book all came about. It's called A Decade in Images. There's two versions, actually. A standard version, which is literally titled A Decade of Images, which is the kind of smaller end of the book. And then there's a deluxe version, which is both limited. The deluxe is limited to 200 copies, and that all comes in a flight case, leather bound, signed by me, and got a lot more imagery in than the standard book. And then the standard one has got two covers, one of those carrying Robert Plant and another one a shot of Joan Byers, and that's limited to 1,000 copies. And it all came about that I was approached by a specialist music book publisher called Rufus Stone. About 2 years ago, we initially started to kind of look at the idea. They came to me and they'd seen my work, and through various different guises of artists that I'd worked with, they saw this stuff and approached me and said, look, we'd really like to do some rock books using your imagery, and these would be Nick Elliott rock photographer books. And then the project grew from there. It became then they wanted to do volumes of books, so we're looking at doing two or three with the various different bands that I've worked with, and you know, right across the years that I've specialised in the music business. And then they just loved what they saw when they started to put this thing together, and said, look, you know, we'd like to do more with you, Nick. What would you like to do? And they gave me carte blanche to do whatever I wanted to do. And because I've got so many really good shots from this festival over the past 12 years of working here, I said, let's do a Cambridge Folk Festival book. Okay, bit of a change of genre, but yeah, let's do it. And the thing was actually released officially at the festival this weekend. There was sign-ins and a lot of TV and press stuff going on, radio and that stuff yesterday, and but it went on pre-sale online at the end of May, and like I say, this thing is here, and we're making a big thing of it. It's really, really good. It's heavily endorsed by the BBC. A lot of the artists that I've worked with here over the years in the folk you know, kind of bluegrass and country genres. And also by the Folk Festival, it is an official endorsed product.
And where can people see these and buy them?
Well, you can still, obviously, you'll be able to buy these basically until they sell out. And you can get them on my website, and you can also get them on the publisher's website. Well, my website is nickelliottpictures.com, and you can buy them on there. It's all, everything's on there. You just tap in and it'll tell you all about it. There's a flick book on there that shows you some of the content, the covers, etc., etc. And or you can go to Rufus Stone, which is rslimiteditions.com. And everything is on there again, so you can buy direct. But these things are bespoke, you know, they are printed for the person. So, you know, the whole thing is really a very unique, exclusive product.
Just give me some of the names that you've got pictures of.
Well, from that, you know, particular portion of work that I've done, you know, there's Joan Byers, Emmylou Harris, Steve Earle. These guys feature in the book. Robert Plant, of course. Imelda May, Kate Rusby, a lot of American artists, the Quaby sisters, the great Kathy Matea, that I did some stuff with last year, really enjoyed that. So it's right across, you know, Cambridge is a very eclectic mix, and one of the nice things about this festival is it brings a lot of really serious US artists to the UK, and they get showcased here. I mean, that's essentially a lot of the work I've done here over the years has been with more the kind of Americana side of things, not the traditional folk. You've got that, but I mean, here last night there was Robert Cray, he headlined, along with a marvellous guy called Newton Faulkner, which if anybody hasn't checked that guy out, you know, tap in, have a listen to the man, he's top draw.
How long have you been a photographer?
I've been a photographer since dinosaurs ruled the earth. It was colder then.
Your pictures were they when I first saw them?
Yeah, that was the ones. Yeah, that was the ones. Yeah, cave guys banging on stones and stuff with stick shit and all that. Yeah, yeah, they were me.
I recognised you.
But yeah, it's been a long time. But I mean, I specialise in the music industry for the past, well, coming up 25 years, really. You know, this is all I do. It's all I've ever wanted to do. And I'm in it to make a difference, to leave a mark. To be the best.
Give me a name a few of those big ones that you've done.
Well, I was with Metallica. The other, well, that's probably about 4 weeks ago. I did some stuff with a great legendary Metallica at Sonisphere. That's in Nedworth here in the UK. And last week, Thin Lizzy. I spent most of the weekend with Thin Lizzy, which was really, really good. Great. Fantastic. Unfortunately, without Phil Lynott. But, you know, still an awesome band. Awesome. Scott Gorham, top man.
You've done stuff with Blondie and all these sort of people as well.
Oh yeah, I mean, I've done a lot of stuff with Blondie. Dear, you have to think really. Motorhead, done a lot of stuff with Motorhead. Worked on their 30th anniversary tour, which was probably 3 years ago, 5 years ago. Not too sure, sorry, you lose track. But this year has been concentrating very much on the book. Done a lot with Status Quo over the recent years. No end of people, Lee. It's very, very difficult to actually remember who you've been doing stuff with when asked, because there's a lot of guys, you know.
Well, you came over to Nashville with myself and a few other guys, Sandy from Marmalade. A bit of a troop of us went to Nashville last November to do a few things. But one of the things that you wanted to try and get over there to try and take photographs of some of these country artists, because you felt that maybe some of their photographs could be a lot better.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, again, certainly when you and me got together and spoke about the project from the start, you know, it was something that really excited me, and felt that it was a great kind of project to take English rock photography or my kind of style over to Nashville and sex it up a bit, really. Sex it up a bit, bring it a bit more, you know, give it a bit more of a raw edge. And I love Nashville, and it's a genre that I don't know that much about, despite the fact that a lot of my kind of boyhood was, you know, very concentrated on things like certainly Johnny Cash and them kind of guys, you know, definitely a big influence on my upbringing through my parents. You know, but no, I mean, I just can't really wait to get back out to Nashville and start to to bring a bit of the UK and a bit of the rock and roll to, you know, the Americans, because the artists, you know, just phenomenal. I couldn't believe the place when I saw, you know, and I didn't want to come home, you know. It's serious, man, it's serious.
Well, plans are to put on a gallery of your past photographs, so we can sort of show the record labels and artist managements, PR companies, exactly what you've done, to show what can be done differently to the way it's been done, and that's going to be set up soon, I understand.
Yeah, I know that we've been speaking to various different kind of concerns looking at this. I actually do exhibit in 10 galleries in the UK now, and you know, I've got various different touring shows. There's one that's coming up on the back of this book. There'll be one that will be coming up on the back of the first rock book also. But yeah, it's something that, well, obviously you and me, Lee, are looking at taking out there and hopefully making a big thing of it, you know, getting some serious players in there. And, you know, a lot of the guys that we met over there, Danny White, the likes, and again, Robert Reynolds, Scotty Huff, you know, these guys are kind of saying that it can all happen. So, you know, we're looking forward to that.
On your website, does it also tell people where they can go and see these galleries in the UK?
Yes, there is. Again, if you go to nickelliottpictures.com, everything is on there. Or you can check out my blog, which is the three W's, nickelliott.info. And that really gives you a big insight to what I'm doing now. This thing is constantly updated by, you know, my studio, who look after everything. Alison Thomas, she handles all that side of stuff. So everything's on there. You can follow us on Twitter and the usual Facebook, you know, social networks and all that malarkey.
And also, if you go to our websites, there's a banner telling you all about Nick Elliott Photography. And if you click on there, it takes you through to his website as well. And also some limited editions, which are only available to our station.
Yeah, that's true, Lee. Yeah, the collection that are there, exclusive solely to CMR. Nashville, and that's fine art. Everything that I do in respect that is for sale is all fine art, you know. So these things are all limited editions, and vary in different limits, you know. There can be 1 to 25, 1 to 50, hundreds or whatever, but you know, it's all special stuff. The object of what I do is I try to, you know, put a bit of romance, a bit of a love affair into these artists, into the performance and the stuff that I shoot, you know, that, see, you can look at my stuff and you can go somewhere, wherever that may be, in your head.
Obviously, when you first started, you used to use reel-to-reel film. Now you're using digital as well. What do you prefer, or do you still use film?
I was took some time before I actually left the film scene altogether. I mean, my background is very much wet room, dark room, you know, so it's a traditional photography, the art, as it were. But to be honest, I mean, I moved over to digital probably about 5 years ago, and now the stuff is very good. It really, really is good. And you can create what I want to create, which is essentially is like a retro feel. Very much I was heavily influenced by the kind of you know, your David Baileys, your Litchfields, you know, Terry O'Neill, Terence Donovan, them type of guys. So, which is hence where the black and white stuff comes in, and certainly where the music scene was very much, you know, kind of Jim Marshall and those kind of guys, you know, even the late Linda McCartney. You know, so the whole thing, now you can create what I want to create.
Nick Elliott, thank you very much.
Thanks, Lee. Been good to catch up.